The Senate voted 90-6 in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday to fund the government through December 11, dodging a shutdown just before the November 3 midterms. Tucked into that stopgap bill is a temporary delay of a federal ban on intoxicating hemp products like gummies and beverages, a ban that was set to hit November 12. For farmers, the bigger news is what did not happen. Because a crowded election year calendar is stalling a wide-ranging farm bill and a fresh round of aid for growers squeezed by high production costs, Senate Ag Chairman John Boozman plans to try again the week of September 14 with his Farm Bill 2.0, which would open the door to year-round E15 ethanol sales and restore mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. The Senate on Saturday passed a stopgap measure to keep the government funded until December 11. In a bid to avert a government shutdown just weeks before high-stakes midterm elections on November 3, the continuing resolution, which passed shortly before 4 a.m. on a vote of 90-6, also includes a temporary delay of a federal ban on certain intoxicating hemp products, like gummies and beverages, that was set to start November 12. The delay will last as long as the CR. The funding measure now moves to the U.S. House, which is out until late August. The Senate adjourned at 4:56 a.m. on Saturday and is in a five-week recess, except for pro forma sessions, until 3 p.m. on Monday, September 14. The House and Senate will only be back for a few weeks in September before another recess begins from early October until November 9, giving lawmakers up for re-election time to campaign. The cramped legislative calendar is weighing on the prospects of major agriculture legislation and priorities, including a wide-ranging farm bill and a new round of financial assistance for crop growers struggling with soaring production costs. Senate Agriculture Chairman John Boozman, Republican from Arkansas, plans to hold a new vote on his proposed Farm Bill 2.0 the week of September 14, after the legislation failed to advance out of his committee this week amid absent Republican members and opposition from Democrats over the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. On top of updating loan limits and other ag items that haven't been addressed since Congress last passed a five-year farm bill in 2018, the Senate's proposed measure would clear the path for year-round voluntary sales of higher ethanol-fueled blends, known as E15, and restore mandatory country of origin labeling, MCOOL, for beef. Drama around passing the CR centered on a surprise last-minute push by the White House to delay the upcoming federal ban on the sales of certain intoxicating hemp-derived products. The hemp crackdown stems from a provision added in the 11th hour to a funding measure late last year that ultimately ended a record-long federal shutdown. Senator Ted Budd, Republican from North Carolina, said prior to the vote that he believed President Donald Trump had been misinformed by his staff on the hemp ban situation, and that if the concern is ensuring older Americans and veterans have access to pain-relieving marijuana-related treatments, then the government should study and consider that issue. Budd's amendment to remove the hemp ban delay in the funding bill was tabled by the Senate, in a vote of 61-32, in the early hours of Saturday. I am disappointed that the Senate chose to protect an industry that insists on selling dangerous intoxicants marketed toward children by delaying the hemp loophole, Budd said on social media. We agreed to ban these drugs nearly 9 months ago, but clearly our fight to stop this scourge is just beginning.